This is KCUR 89.3. Hundreds of people in Lawrence have mobilized around an effort to stop the deportation of a beloved father, chemistry professor, and community volunteer. Last month, ICE officials abruptly detained and jailed Syed Jamal, who's been living in Lawrence for the past three decades. KCUR's Frank Morris reports.
It was just another winter morning a couple of weeks ago. 14-year-old Tahsin Jamal was getting ready for school when Immigration and Customs Enforcement suddenly pulled up.
The ICE officers parked right behind our car so we couldn't leave, and then they knocked on the window, and when my dad talked to them, so then they took him out of the car, put the handcuffs behind his back.
Syed Jamal came to Lawrence from Bangladesh more than 30 years ago on a student visa to attend KU. He got bachelor's degrees, then a master's in pharmaceutical sciences. He got another visa to work at Children's Mercy Hospital. He's taught at several local universities, most recently Park. It's been years since he's had as much as a speeding ticket. The raid seemed to come out of nowhere.
I felt like I'd just fallen off of like a high-rise or something. Like the wind was knocked out of me and I couldn't understand what was happening.
Tahsin is an honors student, very bright kid.
The first thing that came to mind was to ask them for a warrant, so I did. And when I kept asking them, even after they said that they had one but wouldn't show it to me, they threatened to take me in for interfering with an arrest. And then when my mother went to hug my dad goodbye, they said the same thing to her, that they could take her in for interfering with an arrest. So then they shoved my dad into the car, slammed the door, and drove off.
To lock up Jamal in the Morgan County, Missouri jail, 3 hours away. Tahsin hasn't seen his father since. Neither have his 12-year-old sister, 6-year-old brother, or his mom. She's also Bangladeshi and also subject to deportation. Tahsin says her health is faltering and that a kind of stunned hush grips the family.
It's very quiet. And my mom, I'll just go to ask her something and I'll see that she's crying. And it's just completely random. And my sister and my brother, too.
The family does have allies. Lots of them.
We've had over 500 people come today. I don't know how many letters, because we had a lot of little kids and friends of the family. So I don't know how many 7-year-olds wrote letters.
Susan Anderson, a neighbor and family friend, organized this big letter-writing campaign. Here in Plymouth Congregational Church, people have just about every age sit around tables filling out notebook pages with handwritten letters. Marcy Lucian, a high school biology teacher, says Jamal inspired her children.
Just like bringing science into my kids' classrooms at Sunflower Elementary, he would come in and do lessons with them and dissect cow eyeballs with them, and my son still talks about those lessons with him. And
Lucian says Jamal helped lead a Lawrence Middle School Future City planning team to win fifth place in the national competition last year. He's a volunteer soccer coach. He ran for school board.
I mean, he's a giver, and the fact that we are saying that this type of man with this type of credentials and character is not what we want here in America is absolutely insane.
Jamal's immigration status is complicated. His visa expired years ago, and in 2011, he was ordered to get himself out of the United States. In fact, it was his second warning. So Jamal is here illegally, and the government has every right to kick him out. And that goes for his wife, Angela Chowdhury, too. But not the kids, they're U.S. citizens. But Jamal's lawyer, Jeffrey Bennett, says federal immigration officials knowingly and officially allowed Jamal to stay in the United States.
It is a gray area of the law. However, it is legally allowed through a policy called prosecutorial discretion,
which allows the government to make exceptions for upstanding people like Jamal. Bennett argues the same standard should still apply. After all, Jamal supports a wife and three kids. He pays taxes. And he faces a tough time in Bangladesh. Jamal's part of an Indian ethnic group whose members are persecuted, sometimes even burned alive in his home country. Nevertheless, Bennett puts the chances of stopping Jamal's forced deportation at 1 in 20 at best. He says U.S. immigration enforcement actions have ramped up dramatically in recent weeks.
Okay, my letter is starting with, I'm Christy Cook, I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm also a member of the Navajo Nation. My family are descendants of
At another letter-writing event, this one at the Islamic Center of Lawrence, more people, lots of families, are again crowded around tables writing more letters by hand, getting them notarized.
Why send this hard-working family man in Kansan to a death sentence? That's where I'm at.
Even if he's not sent back to Bangladesh this month, Jamal would face a long, uncertain path to citizenship. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.